Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, everybody. I want to welcome you to another edition of the Miracle Man Show here on Monday, January the 25th of 2021. And I am your host tonight, the Miracle Man. And I'm so glad that you've made the determination to tune in to the Miracle Man program tonight to hear more from the Word of God and to build up your faith tonight. And right from the get-go, I want to say something. I did not, me and Preacher Man created this radio program 3.5 years ago. We called this radio program the Miracle Man Show for a reason. Okay? We named this radio program the Miracle Man Show. And yes, I am the Miracle Man. By the way, I am the Miracle Man. We named the show that because of the miracles that have happened in my life and the miracles that God is going to continue to do in my life. And I know God is going to do it. I have trust in His Word. I have faith. That's part of why you hear me so much of the time when the Bible talks about trust, I put my trust in you. I often discuss how faith means trust in the Lord. Trusting that God will do what He said in His Word. If God said it, you can take His word for it. Amen. Now that's what we call the show, The Miracle Man. That was 3.5 years ago when we created it. We literally created this show. Let me rephrase this. Our first broadcast of this program was exactly 3.5 years ago to the day, July 25th of 2017. And here we are today, January 25th, 2021. And as I was prepping for tonight, preparing myself, I was thinking about that. And I was going, oh yeah, 3.5 years ago today, we started this. So that's quite a milestone. 42 months that I've been coming to you. Over these Blog Talk Radio airwaves. By the way, I want to thank you. Those of you who have been with us since day one, thank you to those of you who have tuned in since. Those of you who maybe had started at first and then maybe you quit listening for a while and came back. Welcome back. And we want to thank all of you who have tuned in over this time. And by the way, I want to thank you, Honduras, for the seed on PayPal. We will be talking to you listeners about that, this PayPal thing, very, 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 very soon. And by the way, listeners, I'm not going to be calling it donation. I'm going to be calling it sowing seed. Here's why. Because I believe God wants to bless us. He wants to bless you. And if you sow seed into good ground, then God blesses you. Think about the story of the sower. The sower went out to sow a seed. Now, that's talking about the Word of God in that, but you can also say, and so we'll be talking to you very soon about how you can sow seed into this radio program. And I will, and trust me, I will be praying to God for guidance on what to do with it. And it'll be between you and God how much you're going to give. Because I believe that when you sow seed, and the last thing I'm going to say about this is this. Send me a seed, yes. But your tithe and offering, your tithes, send your tithes to your pastor. If you don't have a pastor, you need one. And here's why I say this. This day and age we live in is not a day to be unchurched, is it? It's not a day to be unchurched. No. It's not. We're not in the day where you can teeter totter, be in for a while, out for a while, one foot in the church, one foot in the world, and all that kind of stuff. First of all, also I like that God calls lukewarm. And if you're lukewarm, God said, I will spew you out of my mouth. God said that. But so much more today. This isn't the day to be half in, half out. Come when you wanna. Don't go when you don't want to. Shelly, I forgot to grab that one thing. Can you grab that for me? I forgot to grab it for later. Can you grab that one thing? I forgot to get it. Yeah, I forgot to grab that one thing. Can you go grab it?
Yeah.
Okay. Sorry about that. Sorry about that, listeners. Just something for later on when we do our Football Central extravaganza, as the Super Bowl has been set. We also have some news regarding the Lions. And we will be discussing all of that at the appropriate time. Also, an update on Michigan athletics. As I was saying, it's not a day to be unchurched. That being said, you know, when you sow seed, you want to sow it into good ground. And this is good ground. Real quick, about the last couple of months, and what you hear me say about it tonight will be the last that you'll hear me say about it. And what I want to say is this. please, I want to ask you very politely, please do not mock President Biden. Please, please. We're to respect the office. And about this speech impediment, yeah, he's old man, an older man. And honestly, right now, it's Biden or Harris. And right now, as Americans, as Christians, we need to be praying that God would wake them up, that God would deal with them. Honestly, we should pray over everyone in Washington that is in the system of Washington, that God wake them up and deal with them. You say, well, yes, we should pray for everyone, all of them in there. You know what? Most of them in there, they're a part of the system, even the Republicans. I'm serious. The Republicans, they just put their hand to the Bible. But they're all controlled by the same company. Though they may see things differently, we need to pray that God just deals with all those in power and that God just exposes everything. Because God knows more than what we do. So we not only need to pray for President Biden, we need to pray for our country. And that God would just move on our behalf. Because the best thing to pray is pray that Biden and Harris awoken like what happened to King Darius and to Nebuchadnezzar. Because at this juncture, it's Biden or Harris, and you should know who your senator is. You should know who your House of Representatives is. Pray for them, but don't be mocking Joe Biden's speech. Do not be mocking. Please don't be mocking his speech impediment or his medical condition. No. Should be respecting the office. That doesn't mean you have to agree. No. Gotta pray. The Bible tells us to pray for those who are in authority. As long as we like them. Wait a minute. That was good. That laugh shows me that people were listening. Good. It says, period. You're supposed to pray for those who have authority over you. And the truth, listeners, is this. All of this was planned. I mean, I've learned some things over the last months that this has been part of the plan to try to bring down the United States of America. And that's why we need to pray that God move on the behalf of America. Because if America goes down the tube, the rest of the free world goes down with it. And I approve this message. I approve this message. I am the, excuse me, how do I say, oh, I'm the Miracle Man. And I approve this message, not endorsed by any candidate or campaign. Having said that, the other thing we do as Christians now, occupy, win souls. Jesus is coming very soon. No, I'm not going to put a date stamp or time stamp on it. That would be irresponsible because Jesus said, you know not the day or the hour that I will come. He said it would be, Jesus said it would be like a thief in the night. That doesn't mean it'll be in the middle of the night. It'll be like that. People will be buying, selling, planting, building, marrying, and given in marriage. Yeah, they'll be on their phones and their whatever else. They'll be ordering stuff from Amazon. They'll be out shopping. They'll be out, you know, just going about life. Just like what happened in Sodom and Gomorrah. Just like what happened with Noah's day. When people were out living. Then the rain came. Then the floods came. Destroyed them all. They didn't have a National Weather Service to warn them. Jesus coming will be just like that. No Christian, there will be no Tucker Carlson telling you, oh, by the way, Christians, Jesus is going to come tomorrow. You think Dr. Barclay is going to tell you that Jesus is coming tomorrow, Shelley? You think Dr. Barclay is going to tell you that? No. You know why he's not? Because Jesus said, you know not the day and the hour. So we got to be ready. We got to occupy until he comes. So that, so we just got to occupy. Win as many souls for Jesus as you can. This is a great day to be a witness. Amen. Which is what we Christians should be doing anyways. Occupying until he comes. Because you know what? The only thing that's going to go to heaven with you? People, 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 people. Your mosque, you know, that, you know, your face warmer, face diaper, mosque, whatever you want to call that thing will not go to heaven with you. It's not going to heaven with you. Your toy, you know, your car, your whatever, that won't be going up there with you either. That doesn't mean we won't have them necessarily, no. But the plan for us Christians is we are to occupy until Jesus comes. Jesus said, occupy till I come. Occupy. That means as long as he tarries, you know, you go ahead, have children, you know, live your life. But keep winning souls. Keep winning souls. The more souls you can win, the better. Let's just imagine if there were, let's just say for an example, let's just say that we had 40 listeners tonight. Let's just say that for example. We had 40 listeners. We'll just, no, I'm not saying how many we have, just as an example. We'll just say we have 40. Let's just say in the next month, each of you won two souls. Each of us won two souls. That means that 40 now becomes 120, because you will have, because between all of us, we will have won 80 souls. Now let's say we all won 10. Then the amount of souls, 400, plus the 40, 440. The last mathematical I'll do. Let's just say we each won 100. Then we're at 4,000. Multiplies. See? It multiplies. He's coming. And soon we'll be caught up together with him in the clouds. That doesn't necessarily mean he'll come on a cloudy day. Or no. Remember, he said, we don't know when it would be. He knows when it's going to be. He knows. But we know by the signs that it's closer than it's ever been before. Okay? Just thought I'd exhort you on that. And so, listeners, I also want to remind you that part of the broadcast has been brought to you by your local Dairy Queen, where you can swing by your local Dairy Queen to pick up a delicious treat of your choosing. You can download the Dairy Queen app to find out what the deals are this week at your local DQ. Find the app on the iPhone App Store, the Android Store, or the Google Play Store. And you can enjoy a delicious treat. Like example, one of my favorites, whenever I go to my local DQ here on South Saginaw Road here in Midland, every once in a while I like to get myself a Snickerdoodle Blizzard. You like Snickerdoodles, Josh? They have a Snickerdoodle Blizzard. Now you got to know, it's only available for a limited time. Available at your local DQ. I don't know how long it lasts, but I do know this. See store for details, tax extra. Now, listeners, you know, whenever I do these advertisements for these companies like McDonald's, Dairy Queen, or a local restaurant, or whatever else, or things like that, any disclaimers, I always try to mention them. And these other, of course, there's also these other disclaimers like limited time only, if that applies, the limited time offer. Price and participation may vary, tax extra. You know, that's part of it, because that's the way they always do it on TV and radio. And with me being a broadcaster and my dream to be a radio talk show host or be a stadium announcer, I understand that sometimes I may have to read these scripts. And these scripts may say things like price and participation may vary, the store for details. And tax extra. And things of that nature. So just like to make sure, I would like to make sure that I've covered the legal disclaimers. Being we have covered that, we are going to sing a couple of songs, and then we're going to delve into the word of the Lord tonight, as we're going to continue on going through the book of Psalms. So like I said, we're going to sing a couple songs. I am chosen, I am free, I am living for eternity. I'm free now forever. You lift me up on solid ground. You set my feet on a solid ground. I'm free now forever. And nothing's gonna hold me back. Nothing's gonna hold me back. Nothing's gonna hold me back. My chains fell off, my heart was free. I'm alive to live for you. I'm alive to live for you. Amazing love, how can it be? You gave everything for me. You gave everything for me, everything. You took my sin and shame away, freely gave. I'm yours now forever, and quickly I approach your throne. From the heart and Christ my own, I'm yours now forever. And nothing's gonna hold me back. Nothing's gonna hold me back. Nothing's gonna hold me back. No. My chains fell off. My heart was free. I'm alive to live for you. I'm alive to live for you. Amazing love. How can it be? You gave everything for me. You gave everything for me. I'm freely give. I'm free to live. I'm free to give. I'm free to be. I'm free to love you. Free to get, live. Free to give. I'm free to be. I'm free to love you. Free to live. Free to give. Free to be. I'm free to love you, Lord. My chains fell off, my heart was free. I'm alive to live for you. I'm alive to live for you. Amazing love, how can it be? You gave everything for me. You gave everything for me. My chains fell off. My heart was free. I'm alive to live for you. I'm alive to live for you. Amazing love, how can it be? You gave everything for me. You gave everything for me. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Let the king of my heart be the fire inside my sails, the anchor of my days. Oh, here's my song. And let the king of my heart be the wind inside my, be the fire inside my veins, the anchor of my days. Oh, here's my song. And let the king of my heart be the wind inside my sails, the anchor in the whales. Oh, here's my song. And let the king of my heart be the wind inside my sails, the anchor in the whales. Oh, here's my song. You are good. You're good, Lord. 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 Let the king of my heart be the fire inside my veins, the anchor of my days. Oh, here's my song. And let the king of my heart be the wind inside my sails, the anchor in the whales. Oh, here's my song. And let the king of my heart be the fire inside my veins, the anchor of my days. Oh, here's my song. And let the king of my heart be the wind inside myself, the anchor in the wells. Oh, here's my song. You are good. You're good, Lord. 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 You're never gonna let, you're never gonna let me down. You're never gonna let, you're never gonna let me down. You're never gonna let, you're never gonna let me down. You're never gonna let, you're never gonna let me down. You're never gonna let, you're never gonna let me down. You're never gonna let, you're never gonna let me down. You're never gonna let, you're never gonna let me down. You're never gonna let, you're never gonna let me down. You are good. You're good, Lord. 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 You're never gonna let, you're never gonna let me down. You're never gonna let, you're never gonna let me down. You're never gonna let, you're never gonna let me down. You're never gonna let, you're never gonna let me down. You are good. You're good, Lord. You are good. You're good, Lord.
good. You're good. Oh, you are good. You're good. Oh.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. The Lord bless you and keep you. May His face shine upon you, be gracious to you. Lord, turn His face toward you and give you peace. The Lord bless you and keep you. May His face shine upon you, be gracious to you. Lord, turn His face toward you and give you peace. Upon you and a thousand generations, and your family, and your children, and their children, and their children. May His presence go before you, and behind you, and beside you, all around you, and within you. He is with you, he is with you in the morning, in the evening, and you're coming, and you're going. He is with you. He is with you. He is with you. He is with you. For you. He is 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 for you. Yeah. Amen. Amen, Lord. Amen. 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 May His favor be before you and a thousand generations, and your family, and your children, and their children, and their children. May His presence go before you and behind you, all around you, and in you. He is with you. He is with you. He is with you in the morning, in the evening, in your coming, in your going. He is for you. 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 Yes. He is for you. Oh, yes, you are for us. He is for you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. We honor you and we thank you tonight, Lord Jesus. We thank you for who you are. We thank you for what you mean to us. We thank you, Lord Jesus. You are for us. You are with us. If you are for us, Lord, what can come against us? Nothing. So glad that you are with us and for us. And we thank you, Lord Jesus, that your hand is on our life. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that though the storms of life may come, the road ahead may get steep, but we can thank you, Lord Jesus, and remind ourselves of all that you've done and the life we have because of your great Son, Jesus. And I just thank you, Lord God, that you are meeting the needs of every listener represented tonight from near and far, from every country that is listening, every state, every country, every city, and every continent where we have listeners tuning in tonight. And I just thank you, Lord Jesus, for that your hand is here for us, that you, Lord God, reveal things to us, that you meet all of our needs, regardless of what they are. Even if we have needs, that we know we need something and we don't know what it is. You know what it is. And I thank you that you meet those needs. And Lord, I thank you for this time in your word tonight. As we're about to explore some of your word tonight. And I thank you that as we study tonight, that you would reveal things to us, Lord God. And that we will be able to put your word to use in our life. And I just give you all the praise and all the honor and all the glory for that tonight. In Jesus' name. And now I make my confession over this program. I thank you, Lord God, for finances coming into this program. I thank you for sponsors coming into this program. I thank you, Lord Jesus, for increases in listenership coming into this program. And most of all, I thank you for the huge amount of souls coming into the kingdom of God as a result of this radio program, for the multiplication of souls coming into this radio program. In Jesus' matchless name, amen and amen. Let me just check my time here. Oh, we didn't do too bad. All right. Make our Bible confession. This is my Bible. I am what it says I am. I have what it says I can have. And I can do what the Word says I can do. This Bible is more than a storybook to me. It's more than a religious book to me. And it's more than a history book to me. Tonight, I am a believer. Therefore, I'm a receiver. And I do believe that I will receive absolutely everything and God has for me, that God has for me today, in the name of Jesus. You got your Bible? Wave that thing around and make the devil mad a bit. Amen. Turn with me, if you would, please, to Psalm 46. Amen. Psalm 46. We're just going to continue on. I'm really enjoying this series in the book of Psalms. I'm not just saying that. I really am enjoying it. True. Amen. And while you're turning there, I just want to remind you that whatever I do for the next little bit, you follow along. I pray, you pray. I sing, you sing. Whatever I do there, whatever I do here, you do there. Amen. Like I said, we're going to Psalm 46, verse 1. God is our refuge. And our strength. He is an ever-present help in trouble. Or we could say, in time of need. Our ever-present help in time of need. Therefore, we will not fear. Though the earth gives way, and the mountains fall into the heart of the sea, though its waters roar, and they foam, and the mountains quake with their surging, Selah. There is a river where streams make glad the city of God. We could say they make the city of God glad. The holy place where the Most High dwells. God is within her. She will not fall. God will help her at the break of day. Nations are in uproar. Kingdoms fall. He lifts his voice. The earth melts. The Lord Almighty is with us. The God of Jacob is our fortress, Selah. Come and see the works of the Lord, the desolations that he has brought on the earth. He makes wars cease to the ends of the earth. He breaks the bow and he shatters the spear. He burns the shields of fire. Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth. The Lord Almighty is with us. The God of Jacob is our fortress. Psalm 47. Clap your hands, all you people. Shout unto God with the voice of triumph. How awesome is the Lord Most High, the great King over all of the earth. He subdued nations under us, peoples under our feet. He chose our inheritance for us. The pride of Jacob, whom he loved. Selah. God has ascended amongst shouts of joy. The Lord amid the sounding of trumpets. Sing praise to God. Sing praise. Sing praise to our King. Sing praise. Sing praises. For God is the King of all of the earth. Sing to him a song a psalm of praise. God reigns over the nations. God is seated on his holy throne. The nobles of the nations assemble as the people of the God of Abraham, where the kings of the earth belong to God. He is greatly exalted. Psalm 48. Great is the Lord, and greatly to be praised in the city of our God, his holy mountain. It is beautiful in its loftiness, the joy of the whole earth, like the utmost heights. Naphtan is Mount Zion, the city of the great king. God is in her citadels. He has shown himself to be her fortress. When the kings joined forces, when they advanced together, they saw her and they were astounded. And they fled in terror. Trembling seized them there. Pain like that of a woman in labor. He destroyed them like ships, and destroyed them like ships of Tarshish, shattered by an east wind. As we have heard, so have we seen in the city of the Lord Almighty, in the city of our God. God makes her secure forever. Selah. Within your temple, O God, we meditate on your unfailing love. Like your name, O God. Your praise reaches to the ends of the earth. Your right hand is filled with righteousness. Mount Zion rejoices. The villages of Judah are glad because of your judgments. Walk about Zion. Go around her. Count her towns. Consider well her ramparts. View her citadels, that you may tell of them to the next generation. For this God is our God forever and ever. He will be our guide even to the end. Psalm 49. Hear this, all ye peoples. Listen. All who live in this world, both low and high, rich and poor alike, my mouth will speak words of wisdom. The utterance from my heart will give understanding. I will turn my ear to a proverb. With the harp, I will expound my riddle. Why should I fear when evil days come, when wicked deceivers surround me? Those who trust in their wealth and they boast of their great riches, no man can redeem the life of another, nor can they give a ransom for him to God. The ransom for a life is costly. No payment is ever enough that he should live on forever and not see decay. For all can see that wise men die, the foolish and the senseless alike, they perish and they leave their wealth to others. And their tombs, they will remain their houses forever, and their dwellings for endless generations, though they had named lands after themselves. But man despises riches, does not endure. He is like the beasts that perish. This is the fate of those who trust in themselves and of their followers who approve of their sayings, Selah. Like sheep, they are destined for the grave, and death will feed on them. The upright will rule over them in the morning. Their hands will decay in the grave. Far from the princely mansions, but God will redeem them, will redeem my life from the grave. He will surely take me by himself, Selah. Do not be overawed when a man grows rich, when the splendor of his house increases, for he will take nothing with him when he dies. His splendor will not descend with him. Though while he lived, he counted himself blessed, and men praise. And when you prosper, he will join the generation of his days, who will never see the light of life. A man who has riches without understanding is like the beasts that perish. Psalm 50. The Mighty One, God, a Psalm of Asaph. The Mighty One, who is God, the Lord, he speaks and he summons the earth from the rising of the sun to the place where it sets. From Zion, perfect in beauty, God shines forth. Our God comes, and he will not be silent. A fire devours before him, and around him, a tempest rages. He summons the heavens above and the earth, that he may judge his people. Gather to me my consecrated ones, who made a covenant with me to sacrifice. And the heavens proclaim his righteousness, for God himself is judge. Selah. Hear, O my people, and I will speak, O Israel, and I will testify against you. I am God, your God. I do not rebuke you for your sacrifices or your burnt offerings, which are ever before me. I have no need of a bull from your stall or of goats from your pens. For every animal of the forest is mine, and the cattle on a thousand hills. I know every bird in the mountains, and the creatures of the field are mine. If I were hungry, I would not tell you, for the word is mine. and all that, I mean, the world is mine and all that is in it. Do I eat the flesh of bulls, or do I drink the blood of goats, sacrifice thank offerings to God, fulfill your vows to the Most High, and call upon me in the day of trouble? I will deliver you, and you will honor me. But to the wicked, God says, what right do you have to recite my laws or take my covenant on your lips? You hate my instruction. You cast my words behind you. When you see a thief, you join with him, and you throw in your lot with adulterers. Uh-oh! You use your mouth for evil, and you harness your tongue to deceit. Uh-oh! You speak continuously against your brother, and you slander your children. You slander your own mother's son. Uh-oh. These things you have done, and I kept silent. You thought I was altogether just like you, but I will rebuke you, and I will accuse you to your face. Consider this, you who forget God, or I will tear you to pieces with none to rescue. He who sacrifices thank offerings honors me, and he prepares the way so that I may show him the salvation of God. This will be the last one. Have mercy on me, O God, according to your unfailing love, according to your great compassion. Well, my transgression. Wash away all of my iniquity and cleanse me from my sin. For I know my transgressions, and I know that my sin is already before me, against you and you only. I sinned, and I have done what is evil in your sight, so that you are proved right when you speak and justified when you judge. Surely I was sinful at birth, sinful from the time my mother conceived me. Surely you desire truth in the inner parts. You teach me wisdom in the inmost place. Cleanse me with hyssop, and I will be clean. Wash me, and I will be whiter than snow. Let me hear joy and gladness. Let the bones that you have crushed rejoice. Hide your face from my sins and blot out all of my iniquity. Create in me a pure heart, O God, and renew a steadfast spirit within me. Do not cast me from your presence or take your Holy Spirit from me. Restore the joy of your salvation to me and grant me a willing spirit to sustain me. Then I will teach transgressors your ways, and sinners will turn back to you. Save me, blood guilt, O God, the God who saves me, and my tongue will sing of your righteousness. O Lord, open my lips, and my mouth will declare your praise. You do not delight in sacrifice, or I would bring it. You do not take pleasure in burnt offerings. The sacrifices of God are a broken spirit, a broken and contrite heart, O God, you will not despise. In your good pleasure, make Zion prosper. Build up the walls of Jerusalem. Then there will be righteous sacrifices, whole burnt offerings to delight your own bulls will be offered on your altar. All right. So let's look at Psalm 46. We're going to back it up. Found it. Note one, God is our refuge and strength. That's the first note you can write for Psalm 46. God is our refuge and our strength. He is the ever-present hope. He is the ever-present help in our time of need. That's point one. The God of Jacob is a fortress, Selah. See the works of the Lord, but on the earth, God makes wars cease, even to the ends of the earth. I love that. Point three, you can write that God is always with us, no matter what. No matter what we're going through, as people, as a nation, as a family, God is always with you. He is always for you. We sang that song. We sang that song tonight about the blessing, about God. He is always with us. He is always for us. In the morning, in the evening, coming, going, everywhere. Always. Amen. Look at 47. Verse 1. Shout. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Clap your hands. And then it says, how awesome is the Lord Most High, the great King for all the earth. He turned nations under us. Point one, God puts our enemies under our feet. I'll say that again. God puts our enemies under our feet. I thank the Lord for that. He chose our inheritance for us. The God is ascended among shouts of joy. The Lord is sounding of the trumpets. Sing praise to our King. Sing praise. For God is the King of all the earth. Sing to him a song of praise. God reigns over. Okay. Abraham
the kings of the earth.
The third point for this one, you can say, is God is worthy of our praise and our worship. And by the way, worship isn't just something you do at your church. Worship should be a lifestyle. Living a life pleasing to the Lord. Amen. Psalm 48. The Lord is great and worthy of our praise. To the Almighty in the city of our, this is Selah. Within your temple, O God, we meditate on your unfailing love. So point one, God is great, worthy of our praise. Point two, meditate in the unfailing love of the Lord. The unfailing love of the Lord. Like your name, O God. Our praise reaches to the ends of the earth. Your right hand is filled. Talk about Zion, for on her account, consider, well, her ramparts, and view her citadels that you may tell God forever and ever, and he will be our God even to the end. All who live in this world, both low and high, rich and poor alike, will speak words of wisdom. He says, why should I hear that you not see decay? All can see the wise men die. Point one, do not let another man's riches get in your way. Though all who live there and count it will never see the light of life, a man who has riches without understanding is like the beast. Point three, you can say, if a man who has riches but he does not understand, he is just like the beasts of the field that perish. Number 50. God speaks to the earth. Point one. He speaks to the earth. The sun that sets. It was on perfect in beauty. God shines forth. So, you want to know something, listeners? When you look up at the sun, when you look at the stars, when you look at the mountains, you look at the oceans, you look at the beauty that God created outside, God made that. It's not just this, some natural thing that science wants you to think, oh, this was made millions and millions and billions and billions and billions and billions of years ago. Oh, yeah, I remember reading a science book when I was in high school. Oh, millions of years ago. Where do you find a place in your Bible that says millions of years ago, Shelley? Do you find it? No. Now, thousands of years? Yes, certainly. And yes, the earth was one point, in the Bible it talks about how it was divided into the continents. Now that we have, but other than that, I'm not going to go on a rabbit trail tonight. No. I mean, you're just people gathered to me, my consecrated ones, who made a covenant with me to sacrifice. The heavens proclaim his righteousness. Point two, God is the judge over all the earth. He is. God is the ultimate judge. He's a just judge. He is an upright judge. He is the ultimate judge that has the ultimate say. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this evening. We thank you for this great time tonight that we had, that we've had tonight in your presence with. We thank you for the great time we had in worship. We thank you, Lord God, for the great word tonight. We will put this word into practice. Thank you that we will realize, Lord God, that you are the author, the finisher of our faith. You are, Lord God, you are the great creator. You even created the snow, Lord God. And help us not to have a bad attitude towards it. And please make a way so that it doesn't stick to the road. Oh, man. In Jesus' name, amen and amen and amen. Now, real quick before I get into sports, listeners, you might as well learn to laugh. I know in the day you live in, you may think like, oh, there's not that much humor. You know, you got to learn to laugh at some point. Some of your listeners might have not laughed in months, year. Who knows? Who knows? That sometimes if the only way you ever go anywhere is with a mask and everyone else near you is wearing a mask, guess what? You may not see their face smiling. Sometimes you just gotta just look at the mirror and laugh. Because laughter doeth good like a medicine. Amen. We know that's the truth. Amen. Amen. All right. Now, in terms of sports. So, Tampa Bay goes to Green Bay to play the Packers. Mind you, the Pack had a very good regular season. They were good enough to get the one bye in the NFC. Oh, whoops. So sorry. Just making sure I had this thing working. Right, so Green Bay is hosting Tampa Bay yesterday, and right from the get-go, Tampa Bay goes up 7-0. Green Bay goes down 7-3. Tampa Bay would go on to win 31-26, despite Tom Brady throwing three interceptions. He had only thrown one interception on the road earlier in the season, in week one, mind you, in week one. As a result of yesterday's game, Tampa Bay becomes the first time in the history of the Super Bowl to be playing the Super Bowl in their home stadium. Tampa Bay made the Super Bowl. The Super Bowl is in Tampa. And because of how it works, the thing of AFC, NFC hosting in different years, NFC is the host team this year. So that means that the Buccaneers are in fact the home team. So for the Packers, even though your defense helped to intercept three of Brady's passes, well, for Green Bay, that's what you get when you only turn one of those interceptions into points. Only one, and you have three chances. Congratulations to Tom Brady and the Bucks. I think it shapes up to be a very good Super Bowl. That is because you had the Chiefs take down the Buffalo Bills 38-24. The Bills had previously been 4-1 in previous attempts at the AFC Championship game, but the Chiefs proved to be too much for the Bills, and the Chiefs had their best player back in action. So how did I do on my picks? 1-1. Which, when there's only two games to pick, you can either be perfect, half accurate, or the worst possible, which is 0-2. So, on February 7th, Chiefs Bucks in Tampa Bay, I will let you know what my pick will be on the night of the 3rd. Who will I pick? Who will the Miracle Man pick? You'll have to wait and see. So, also in football news, Matthew Stafford, it looks like he is going to get traded. He, according to the media, Stafford has asked to be traded by the Lions. He has not disclosed which team he would like to go to. So we'll see where he goes. In basketball news, University of Michigan has suspended athletic activities for now due to the new COVID variant that has been found in Washtenaw County from those associated with Michigan, University of Michigan. All right, folks, until tomorrow night, God first, God always. So long, everybody.